Hello, and welcome to Beverage Industries Sip and Learn podcasting series. I'm your host, Barbara Harfman, Managing Editor of Beverage Industry Magazine. Today, we're going to be talking with Donna Burstyn, Founder and Chief Executive Officer of La Fête de Rosé, which debuted in summer 2019 and is the first entirely Black-owned rosé wine emanating from Saint-Tropez, France. Donna has more than 15 years of experience in the spirits industry and previously championed brands like Hennessy Cognac, Moët and Chandon, Belvedere Vodka, and Dom Perignon. Thank you so much for joining us today, Donna.
Thank you for having me, Barbara. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. So I'd like to start the conversation with learning how you evolved from champagne and spirits to creating your own wine brand, La Fête, which literally means the rosé party.
Yeah, I mean, listen, rosé has always been a favorite brand of mine. I should say for the last 7 to 10 years, it's been one of my favorite drinks. I was first introduced to the brand at my 30th birthday party, where I took a trip to Saint-Tropez, and I saw everyone drinking this great white blush wine, blush wine at the time that I thought was just a nail. I quickly learned throughout that course of the vacation that it was not, and I fell in love with rosé. It became this nostalgic thing to me. Whenever I had a glass, I was harking back to my time there for my birthday celebration. So I've always loved it. It's like my favorite song, my favorite wine, my favorite alcoholic beverage drink. Fast forward 15 years later, after working for great brands like Dom Perignon and Champagne Armand de Briac, I had the opportunity to meet the owner of the winery while in France for another occasion. We struck a great friendship and decided to do a business deal together. And that rosé was conceived and born shortly thereafter.
Give us a sense, Donna, of your company's mission to promote inclusiveness, to spread love, not hate, and how your rosé brand is promoting inclusiveness for all demographics, white, black, brown, etc.
Yeah, I mean, traditionally, the rosé wine industry was really focused on one general market demographic, one-dimensional demographic, and I just thought that, you know, my circle of friends, which is very diverse, all love the rosé, living in Miami. All the drink rosé was the one beverage we could all normally agree upon at a table in the middle of the day. So I just looked around. I didn't really see any brand that spoke to the inclusivity of America and the tanning of America. And I wanted to create that brand that would bring people into the rosé world, but also would people could see themselves in a brand. Traditionally, when you saw the advertising and marketing for rosé wines, you didn't see yourself. I didn't see myself as a man, and more importantly, didn't see myself as a black man in the advertising or the marketing that was out in the market. And I took some surveys, and the same was felt by Asian American friends and African American female friends and Latin friends. I wanted this brand that really was, in the sense of the name, a party that everyone was invited to. So we decided to make, you know, La Fête that our company mission for La Fête. And beyond that, we also said, let's bring rosé out of the normal seasonality and daytime beach club environments that were so popular for carrying and pushing and promoting the brand. So we've actually gone out to communities, Latin, African American, and accounts that cater to that demographic to introduce rosé wine if they're not very familiar with it, and to then also make it part of their everyday drinking routine, whenever dining at nighttime, daytime, casual dining, high-end dining, etc.
Well, not to be biased, Donna, but rosé wine has always been one of my personal favorites, so kudos to you. So La Fête is painstakingly produced by a team of two winemakers that are immersed in their craft at the oldest vineyard in the Saint-Tropez Peninsula, which was established in the 14th century and spans more than 60 hectoacres. When you look at the strategic goals you set, give us a sense of how many bottles you've sold, where it's available, and how it is doing in the midst of competition, coronavirus, the Black Lives Matter movement, etc.
Yeah, our initial production was 15,000 cases, which we will be sold out of that entire first run of production within the next 30 to 45 days. Initially, you know, we were focused primarily on the on-premise, building the brand in fine dining, hotels, resorts, etc. We weren't really looking to build ourselves from a retail standpoint. Well, we all know what happened in March of 2020 when COVID struck. So we had to make that pivot, and we got pivoted very fast. Where we switched the focus of our business at that time to direct-to-consumer and selling online. And that has been a tremendous success for us. over 40 to 50 out sales a week in online sales. And then once the Black Lives Matter movement catapulted the support of black businesses into the spotlight, we saw sales even double beyond that. So we've been lucky throughout all of this that, you know, first we made the pivot to online, and then the support of black businesses in that movement has also catapulted us and made our sales industry strong, despite the competition in the market. I think our message, again, of inclusivity and taking Rosé beyond the traditional consumer has really resonated to carry that message beyond this moment in time to really establish us as a player in the Rosé wine business.
Good. Yeah, that's awesome. And you know, while the pandemic hasn't been easy on any of us, really, how has it been running your business from where you're based now in Atlanta versus what we can expect from La Fête de Rosé on the horizon for you and for your wine company?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely has been a challenge in terms of, you know, we don't get to go out and see customers. You can't sample customers in stores. You can't even really visit stores to talk to the buyers. So everything is done through calls, emails, and Zooms, which, you know, again, everything happens as it should or for a reason. So luckily, the demand for the product was actually building. So customers were going to their favorite stores and asking for the product, which in turn had these establishments reaching out to us. So although we lost our ground game, so to speak, of being able to go out and knock on doors and selling the product ourselves, the reverse was happening from a consumer standpoint. Now, the challenge will be really in dealing with the winery in France. You know, right now, I can't currently travel there due to the ban and the pandemic. So it'll be interesting to see how we manage harvest. That's not something you can just traditionally manage over a Zoom call. So I'm going to have to find some way to get there in late August, early September to really begin planning for the vintage 2020 to be released in the spring of 2021. And hopefully, as the world slowly begins to open back up, I can then, myself and the team can maybe go out and really start to hand sell and have meetings with the big box retailers and key on-premise accounts and hotels as everyone starts to open back up to prepare for January of 2021.
Well, very good, Donné. Is there anything else that you want to add or stress prior to us closing this call?
Yeah, I think one thing for me as an African-American black business owner, I think, you know, one of the key messages as we talk about inclusivity is to also say, you know, yes, this brand is black-owned, but it's not only for black people. And I just hope that that message is not lost in everything that's going on in the world. We are very appreciative of the heightened awareness of black businesses, but it's not to pigeonhole us to say we're only serving one consumer. So for me, this rosé is for everyone from all walks of life, both black, white, et cetera. And I just hope that message resonates and sticks with the consumers.
Okay. Well, as an African-American CEO, Donné, I really want to thank you for this insightful interview and how you and your wine brand are promoting inclusiveness in the alcohol industry. For more about the latest innovations hitting the beverage market, be sure to check back with Beverage Industry Magazine's Sip and Learn podcast. Thank you so much.